Okay, today's daf was Yuma Daf Test. The daf starts out by discussing the Parhedrin. Who are these Parhedrin that we named this Lishcha after? So we said that the Parhedrin was a job that changed every year, and that's why, just like the Lishcha that the Kohen Gadol would stay in, each new Kohen Gadol would redecorate it. That's why that Lishcha was called the Lishcha's Parhedrin. But the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Maseches Demai that when a Nachtom, when a baker would buy produce from an Amaretz in order to make dough out of it, so he would only be chayiv. The chamor only mechayiv him to take off trumas meiser and challah, not truma gadola, because all of Klal Yisrael, even the Amei Aretz, were careful about truma gadola. Not meiser rishon, not meiser ani, because hamotzi mechaver alav haraya. If the Levi wanted his meiser rishon, the ani wanted his meiser ani, let him prove that the original Amei Aretz wasn't already mafresh the meiser ani. There wasn't already mafresh the meiser rishon and the meiser ani, and meiser sheni, and he didn't have to take off because these parhedrin would pressure the nachtom and so much to sell at a cheap price that we didn't want to cut more into their profit margin. The Chum felt badly about it. Lo etruchu Rabbanu, the Rabbanu weren't matriach them because of these parhedrin. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss the difference between the Kohanim Gedolim in the tkuf of the first Beis HaMikdash and the tkuf of the second Beis HaMikdash. Yiras Hashem Tosef Yamim refers to the Kohanim Gedolim in the tkuf of the first Beis HaMikdash. And throughout all 410 years of the first Beis HaMikdash, there were only different kirsos, 18 or 12 or 9 or maybe even as little as 8 Kohanim Gedolim. So they obviously each served for a very long time. But Ushnos Usham Tiktsarna versus the Kohanim Gedolim in the second Beis HaMikdash, where there were, out of the 420 years that the second Beis HaMikdash stood, there were more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim. And when you take away the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik and the 80 years of Yochanan Kohen Gadol and the 10 years of Yishmael ben Pavi and the 11 years of Reb Lozer ben Charsum, so you're left with well under 300 years for 300 Kohanim Gedolim. So you see that none of them even lasted so much as 1 year. Then the Gemara goes through why each of the Bati Mikdash, the Mishkan and the two Bati Mikdash, were destroyed. So Rabbi Yochanan Betursa says, "Marchar v'shila." Why was the Mishkan destroyed? Because there were two averus, Gilei Arayos and Bizayon Kachim. The Bnei Eli, the pasuk tells us, were Yishkuven as Hanashim Hatzavos. They would Hatzavos Pesach Al Moed. They would sleep. They would commit adultery with the women that would bring their kabbarnos by the Pesach Al Moed. And even though it's not Kalomer Bnei Eli Chatu Enu El Toa, they didn't actually commit this avera of adultery. It's a mistake to assume that they committed it, but they did something that was the equivalent of committing it by delaying the bringing of the korbanos to these women and keeping them away from their husbands for an extra night. So that was one avera that caused the destruction of Shiloh, and the other avera was Bizayin Kachim, that they were mevaza kachim by forcing people to give them the meat of the kachim before they were ever makdir the emurim of the karbanos. So in that way, they desecrated the kachim. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Mevay gimel dvarim shayibav, l'dzar gilei rayos u'shvichas damim. And the Gemara goes through where we see each of these three averos being violated in the first Beis HaMikdash. Why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Shvich, because of mevnei shahaisa bo sina schinam. So if the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for the big three averos, second Beis HaMikdash for sina schinam, that sinas chinam is every bit as bad as all three of those averos put together. The Gemara tells us that in the tkufa, the first Beis HaMikdash, people were taking all sorts of bribes to be judges and to be kohanim and whatever, and nevertheless, they still put their bitachon on Hashem. They always said, Hashem will help us. Why would Hashem help them if they're taking bribes to do all these horrible things? Now the Gemara records in Machlokas which people were worse, the people from the tkufa of the first Beis HaMikdash or the people from the tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the riot that the people from the tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash was worse was Bira Tochiach, Shechazal Rishonim, Lechazal Achronim. Look at the Beis HaMikdash itself. It came back for the first people. When it was destroyed on account of the first people, it only remained destroyed for 70 years.